News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Boy, I appreciate y'all being with us. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not take this for granted. I was just talking to Mac Butler. Mac, who was here in the audience or in the studios with me a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact, is I've been friends with Mac now, I would bet, for 20 years. Known each other way outside of politics. Went to church together, you know, just a good dude and a friend. And he was just saying, man, I can't believe you're doing a radio show. And I was like, I know, this is crazy. But I am doing this because I've got an audience that allows me the opportunity to do it. So thank you. And I say that with all sincerity. I am extremely grateful for this opportunity. It is an honor to have this platform. We got some exciting things happening with Right Side Radio that I'll be glad to tell you about sometime very soon. But just know this, anything that happens in the show that what someone would consider to be successful is not because of me talking or copper running the board or anything else we do. It's because of y'all. Because if y'all weren't there listening, it'd be a waste of time. It'd be just like that. What's that audio clip from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a man down there who'll pay you to talk into a can. Well, I'm just talking into a can's all I'd be doing. But it is an honor to have this platform. I say that all the time, and I thank you for it. And that being said, you want to call in? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Mo Brooks asking for the re-endorsement of President Trump. What are your thoughts on that? Does it feel desperate? Is it the right thing to do? Do you think it would make a difference? Would you like to see Trump re-endorse Mo Brooks or stay out of it? I'm curious. So if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, I want to hear your thoughts on Mo Brooks seeking the re-endorsement of President Trump. And do you think it's even going to happen for that matter? All right, we'll keep taking those calls before and after the top of the hour break. Right now, though, I'm going to start moving into number three on my triple dipper. Y'all, there's some jackwagon stuff happening in government. When I say that, I do not say it lightly. I'm looking at stuff, you know, every once in a while I find these threads. They're not stories that relate to each other until you realize the underlying thread is, you know, wokeness gone wild, or what I would call the culture wars. Or in this case, I looked at it and I kept finding all these things that government is doing. And not only is government doing it with a woke agenda, but government is doing it using your tax dollars. I'm like, you know, does anybody even pay attention? Is this happening? How could this possibly be a thing? Well, I got a whole series of stories here. Everything from government invoking what they call red flag laws to the fact that Biden just invoked today the Defense Production Act so he could boost solar panel manufacturing. How about the state of Wyoming slamming the Biden administration for tying school lunch programs to gender ideology? Or what about the fact that a Democrat congressman proposed a 1,000% tax on firearms? It's all being done by people who are in elected positions who probably shouldn't be, to be honest with you. And I look at it and think, you know what? There is a role for government. And I say this with all sincerity. I am not one of those who is so libertarian that I cannot see that there is a legitimate function of government that has to take place. We have to have government provide essential services, such as, you know, law enforcement, first responders like fire response. What about building roads and bridges, providing for the national defense? These are all what I would consider to be essential services and functions of government, true and proper functions of government. But then you get into some of the stuff that happens and you're like, you know what? Just because you're in government doesn't mean you have to do something. There are times when government should stop doing and allow the private sector to work its situation out. There are times when the government should, just because you're an elected official doesn't mean you have to prove your worth every single day by thinking up a new thing to do with taxpayer dollars. Case in point. Story from townhall.com dated yesterday. Townhall.com, Representative Steve Scalise. If you remember, Steve Scalise is the one who was actually shot at the same softball or baseball field where Mo Brooks was at that day. They were practicing for the congressional baseball game, and Mo Brooks was there too. In fact, right after the shooting that took place that day, when a When a liberal Democrat with an AR-15, thank you very much, when a liberal Democrat came in and began shooting up Republican elected officials, Steve Scalise was shot and Mo Brooks was on the scene. And he was asked immediately afterwards, and I've seen the video of it, he's using it for a campaign commercial now. Mo Brooks was asked, do you believe that we should make changes and enact some gun control? I'm paraphrasing. He said, absolutely not. The Second Amendment still applies. And that was literally while he was still standing there, you know, wearing the sweatshirt and baseball cap. He was at the scene and they're asking him that. Can you imagine? Well, Steve Scalise, the guy who was shot and has recovered, did an interview this past weekend, and he says, the left has used any excuse to take away guns in the deadly Uvalde school shooting only gave them more ammunition to advocate for strict gun control. During an interview on Fox News Sunday, he said he does not support legislation on red flag laws. For those of you who don't know, a red flag law is when someone puts a law in place, an elected official puts a law in place that says, let's pick one. We believe that person may have mental health issues and therefore they should not be allowed to have guns. Now, some states prohibit them being able to allow to get a gun permit. Other states, though, allow law enforcement to actually seize or confiscate existing weapons without a conviction, by the way. Without a conviction. Scalise continued to say that red flag laws violate Americans' right to Second Amendment by giving them authority, to enter someone's home and take their guns away. Quote, without you even knowing there was some kind of proceeding where somebody said, oh, I think that guy might be a threat. He also goes on to point out that this is a violation of the rights to due process. Because how can they come in and seize that which you were constitutionally allowed to have, which is not illegal in and of itself, because someone believes that you might have an issue which has not been adjudicated. Says Scalise has joined a growing list of GOP lawmakers who have spoken up against the left's attempt to try and implant red flag laws. Instead, he says, to focus on the root cause of the problem, which is recognizing early mental health issues in order to stop gun violence. I agree. Listen, they're going to find any backdoor means they can. We've seen it in other places. When they can't get their way because, oh, by the way, there's a thing called the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. You can't just, like, forget that exists. Well, they go, well, we'll find something else. Red flag laws, let's do that. Let's go ahead and say, we'll make it harder for a lot of people to have guns, make it easier for us to confiscate guns. Okay, there's that. What else can we do? Let's tax bullets. What? They did that in, I think it's either Portland or Seattle. City council said within the city limits they were going to tax them at 5 cents per round, trying to do everything they could to make it more difficult to own the things that makes a firearm work. High-capacity magazines. Oh, what is a high-capacity magazine? Do you guys have any idea how quickly you can change a magazine, whether it's your definition of high-capacity or not? Let's say that you make me have to use a 20-round magazine in my AR. You know how quickly I can change that out? I can change it out pretty darn quick. So all that to say, the laws they put in place, though, are solely designed not to make the streets safer. They're designed to curtail your rights and give them some power. Yeah. All right, folks, listen, nobody called yet, but you want to call in and talk about the Mo Brooks seeking the re-endorsement of Donald Trump, I'd love to hear it. We're taking a break right now, and I'll be right back. I am in number 3 of the Triple Dipper. Government run amok. Man, I got some other stories that'll curl your hair. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.
Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:07 p.m. It is nearing the end of the day. On a Monday, but hey, it'll be Friday before you know it. Got somebody who held on during the break, so let me go to the phones right now, and I really appreciate that. Hey, it's Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
mighty fine. I hope you all are too. And you were mentioning red flag laws, and I can't help but think about our previous lockdown, the big one that came up the front, and a neighbor just getting mad and saying that, oh, I saw them outside with masks and breaking quarantine. Or go back to, I think it was Senator Joe McCarthy in the early 50s.
Yeah.
As far as, even though he's a Republican, he misused his power to, people could report somebody as being red or communist, and they had repercussions to pay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
sure
this
did.
Sounds like somebody can, a red flag law sounds like somebody could report somebody to their local law enforcement just because they're ticked off because they ran over their flower bed, and all kinds of bad things could happen. And
I'll
leave it there. Get your thoughts. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, you're so correct. I mean, just a few years ago, Brian's right. Just a few years ago, I believe it's been repealed. I think it has. They had a brief period of time there where under Florida law, DHR could come in and seize your kids if there was an anonymous complaint. Well, it was being abused. It was being abused by, you know, angry spouses during a divorce. It was being abused by, you know, the scorned former girlfriend or boyfriend. It was being abused by people that just wanted to make trouble for their boss because they didn't like him at work. And it was a complete debacle. So what happens when you are not allowed due process is basically you lose the opportunity to prove that the things that were just said about you are not correct. And in the process of doing so, if you're not able to prove it, okay. But you've got to have the opportunity for due process. So he's right. These red flag laws, they're going to be abused. Just like Joe McCarthy abused it with you know, picking on people that he believed were communist sympathizers. We're going to wind up seeing, you know, basically you have to wear the scarlet letter if you didn't meet up. And by the way, who establishes what is a red flag? Well, they didn't use the proper pronouns. They misgendered me. Well, okay. At what point do we stop? You think, well, Phil, that's a little extreme. Are you looking at some of the stuff that's happening in places around this very nation? Yes. That kind of stuff's going to wind up becoming a red flag. If you're living in a community that already has, you know, sexual orientation preferential hiring treatments as part of their municipal policy, then I guarantee you that's the same kind of city council that can stretch this out to make localized red flag laws. And I'm just saying. All right, I got a caller on line 4. Copper, you good for that? You ready to go there? Just highlight it if you're good. I'll take it when you say you're ready. But yeah, folks, the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Mo Brooks. Him seeking the re-endorsement of Donald Trump. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it desperation? Is it legit? What do you think? Copper, you good on line 4 there? You ready? Tell me you are. Do something. Yes, you are. Okay, line 4. Hey, Fred from Madison. Hey, Fred, Phil Williams. How you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a right side roughing first and
appreciate
foremost.
Appreciate that.
If there ever was one, yeah, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Mo Brooks. Let me shut this off. My thought is that any press is good press.
Okay.
And that Mo was very intelligent by asking for a re-endorsement from Donald Trump. No matter whether he gets it or not, it still is press. And it's just putting his name out there more. I really don't feel like Mr. Trump's endorsement is going to make or break Mo Brooks. And I'll just tell you that the reason I voted for Mo this time around, and the reason why is because of the show. I listened to it just about every day, and Mo was one of the few that came on several times. I know that Katie only came on the one time, and she's very evasive. And it's, you know, really, and I know that tons of people are listening to the show, and I feel that they probably voted for the same reason that I did. I think there's a lot of crossover voting that was happening, so it wasn't a true reflection of what was going on at the polls or what will be going on. I think Mo stands a really good chance of taking it.
All right, so, man. Hey, that's great. You know, and Mo's got a lot up here, too, on the ballot with the congressional race for his old seat and other things. There's a lot of ballot weight, I would say, in North Alabama, too. That's going to be interesting to see how that impacts
right.
things.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, great call, man. Thanks for being a Right Side Ruffian. We appreciate you being in the audience. Yes, have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, let me grab line three real quick. Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm awesome. Hey, a couple of things. Mo Brooks, I respect. I plan on voting for him. I believe he's a very truthful individual. I don't think he needs to worry about Trump's endorsement. I feel like going back and asking for it is, in a way, like an abused spouse going back to a husband who regularly abused her in the first place. I don't see any point in it. I admire what Donald Trump did for this nation and how much he loves this nation and how much he helped our economy when he was in. But he's all over the map with his endorsements and people he likes and doesn't like, and that's a very odd thing. So I'd say let that go. To the radical left who is using that high, shrill, hysterical voice right now to demand that their lawmakers do something, they're exercising one of Alinsky's rules for radicals, obviously. Use that tactic, which you enjoy doing, and that is being a hysterical, shrill, loud, shrieking idiot. But I feel like anybody in as a lawmaker who does something to appease them, they know fully well they're not going to repeal the Second Amendment. They know they're not going to do anything substantial, but they want to throw them a bone. So they're going to come up with some anemic, ridiculous way to nibble at our gun freedoms and hopefully appease these people who have been instructed to be outraged by the media. And in the end, it's the cycle of the beast that must be fed. That's what I call the federal government, the beast that must be fed.
Sparky, as always, you have a cogent analysis. Thank you, man, for being a part of the show. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Let me grab line four if I run out of time. Line four, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. The beast that must be fed has an incessant appetite, and they will keep eating at our constitutional rights until they gobble them all up. Thank you, Sparky. I would like to suggest, I've been a staunch supporter and contributor both to President Trump and the candidate Trump and Senator, Congressman Brooks, worked on all of his campaigns. Those two men are more alike than two peas in a pod. Katie Britt has so far away from the agendas that President Trump wants and needs to have happen for our freedom that she would be a severe disappointment. And Mo, and I tell you what, McConnell would just love to have Britt there instead of Mo Brooks. As far as red flag laws, consider that they were calling terrorist mothers who would protest and speak out at school board meetings. Boy, yes. That's red flags. That's absolutely red flags. They will not stop at red flags. Who knows where they will stop? The beast will continue to want to eat and eat our life and eat our rights.
Wow, Thomas, man, I got some great callers. Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Perfectly well said,
man.
And thanks for espousing your support of the election process and in this case, you're supporting Mo Brooks. And then, but your comments too on red flag laws. Wow, that was well put.
That's what Mo Brooks won is honest election laws, and I think Trump does too.
I tend to agree. All right, man. Thomas, thanks for the call. All right, Copper, what a great segment. Don't we have great listeners? I mean,
we do indeed.
I just need to let some of them host the show once in a while. I mean, that's all right. Listen, take us to a break, Copper. We'll do that and come right back. You want to call in? I'll take more of those amazing phone calls. 866-494-9866. What do you think about the fact that Mo Brooks is asking for Trump's re-endorsement? Your thoughts on that? Good, bad, indifferent? Is it going to happen? Does it look desperate? You tell me. 866-494-9866. And when I'm not talking to callers, coming up next, I'll be back at number three of the Triple Dipper. Government run amok. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.